The next patient is Vernon Griffiths. The last name is G-R-I-F-F-I-S. First name, Vernon, V-E-R-N-O-N. This is the clinical case of an 87-year-old male patient of Dr. Wynn, W-I-N, who is referred to this office because of the presence of hyponatremia along with the fluctuation in of the kidney function. The patient has a GFR that has come down from 64 to 41 mLs per minute. Period. The background on this patient is a peripheral arterial disease. The patient has evidence of carotid stenosis in the left side, status post carotid endarterectomy. The patient has had cardiovascular problems and congestive heart failure that has been present since more than 5 years ago. As a matter of fact, the patient has several echocardiograms in which the ejection fraction is 30%. There is systolic and diastolic dysfunction and severe pulmonary hypertension. The patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy as well as hyperlipidemia and a lengthy history of arterial hypertension that at the present time is under control. I think that the patient has deterioration of the kidney function, most likely associated to nephrosclerosis related to the above-mentioned conditions, as well as a volume condition associated to the cardiorenal syndrome, period. In talking to the patient, we find out that the patient is sodium-restricted and fluid-restricted, which is the ideal situation for him. He weighs 108 pounds. He weighs every day. And if he notices that his body weight goes above 108, he takes 60 milligrams of furosemide. But if it is 108 or less, just 40 milligrams, period. Unfortunately, we don't have any urinalysis or protein creatinine in the urine in order to complete the assessment. We are going to order the basic workup in order to have a better idea of the condition. Number two, the hyponatremia is most likely delusional, and this has been fluctuating. But lately, that the patient has been fluid restricted and with a good hemodynamic condition without admissions to the hospital, the sodium is 133 milliequivalents per liter. Following number, the patient has essential hypertension. Today, the blood pressure reading in the office is 168 over 70. The patient is very meticulous patient, and he says that the reading is extremely high, that he gets 120 over 70 most of the time. In our home, in the blood pressure at home, as well as the pharmacies wherever he goes. Period. The patient is a status post carotid endarterectomy in the left side. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia. We are going to complete the assessment. paragraph, we spent15 minutes reviewing the referral. In the physical examination and face-to-face, we spent 25 minutes, and the documentation 10 minutes.